producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi. Seven after the hour. Hi. Hi.
Hello. How do you do? How many different ways can we say welcome to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? What did you say? Who? What?
I said hola.
Hola. Yes. Hola. So Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen is here as well with us to investigate what's going on in the world. Hello to Facebook friends Christiana, John, Kimberly Ann, Glenn, Dano, David, Bookham. James, yeah, I know, Bookham. Very creative, Jennifer. Congratulations.
Yes.
Here's the story, behind the story, of people like the guy who fell off the cliff in San Diego.
Yeah, distracted guy walking with his cell phone and dumped off the side of a cliff.
Mm-hmm. He didn't jump. He just walked.
No, he dumped himself off.
He dumped himself off, right. How many times have you seen people walking down the street? Or driving a car, just not paying attention to anything involved in any activity in a restaurant, at work, who are so wrapped up. This has become a national, if not international,
it's an issue.
It's a malady. It's a craziness. How many people go to bed at night? You know, and I say this lovingly aimed at somebody that I love more than life itself. And the last thing at night is, and it's a great tool. We listen to meditations, going to sleep at night off of the iPhone, and then in the morning, the first thing you do is look.
Do you think we have ADD?
How many will have or do
have? No, how many do have ADD now because of all the distractions?
Oh, I don't know.
Our brain is so used to multitasking that we just can't shut it down.
Yeah. Well, but these things contribute to that. There's an estimated 10% of pedestrian injuries that land people in emergency rooms due to distracted walking. That's thousands of people injured, sometimes killed. I bring that to your attention after this incident with Joshua Burwell, which is his name, fell off the Sunset Cliffs 40 feet to his death. Wasn't watching where he was walking.
Mm-hmm.
He was more looking at the device. And so this is a tragic example, in my mind, of a growing problem. People distracted so much by their phones or other devices. One of the mall security cameras that I saw captured a woman focused on her phone. She walked right into a fountain and fell into the water fountain. I mean, you can laugh about it.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if we do, because you know how sometimes these ideas like kind of hatch organically and make radio people big stars?
Oh, good.
Let's hatch one of our own.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do a good day day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
A good day.
Yeah. Where we give up all of our devices for 24 hours.
Really?
It'll be a good day challenge.
The good day challenge. How are we going to prove whether people did or didn't?
We're just going to have to take their words for it. But I think we challenge our listeners to give up social media, give up text messaging for a day.
A day?
Yeah, 24 hours. What do you think? The good day challenge.
Okay.
We'll post it on Facebook.
Well, let's see if we can work that out. I'm happy to do it.
Don't you think that'd be fun? I mean, you can still make phone calls. You can still talk to people, but you can't text. You can't do social media. You just have to back away from it for a day. I love it. Let's do it.
Looking at another video that shows a man talking on his cell phone, his smartphone, walk right off the train platform just before the train comes down the track. 78% of Americans said distracted walking is a very serious issue. Another study found people using their phone while walking veered off course 61% of the time. As a matter of fact, last week when we were driving from Massachusetts down to Florida in a rather circuitous route, one afternoon something dropped on the floor underneath my feet, and so I reached down to get it, and I swerved to the left a little bit, and Meredith got all upset. Yeah, what's the matter with you? You're driving. You're crazy. You don't know how to drive anymore. Blah, blah, blah. And then she was driving, and she was on her iPhone looking at some message while we were going down. The traffic stopped in front of us, and I'm putting on the brakes on my side of the car.
Automatic ticket.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are oblivious sometimes to how this thing impacts us.
Mm-hmm. Or we think we can handle it all, but we really, our brains can't.
I do it a lot, frankly. I try not to do it while I'm here in California, or do it so that nobody sees me doing it. Yesterday I was on the phone two or three times and I saw police and I just either stopped the conversation or put the phone in my lap, which is not any different than having the, when you have the, what do you call it, connection in the car. What is that, what is it when you have, not BuzzFeed, what's the...
Bluetooth?
Thank you, BuzzFeed.
I prefer BuzzFeed.
Anyway, so the problem is that I don't think a lot of people admit to having the problem. And it's okay. It's very helpful. It's a great device. Where else can you find... I mean, I'm guilty of it. I would say to her when we're driving or involved in anything, why don't you look that up? Or why don't you see, you know, if you can find that information. It's a marvelous tool for that sort of thing. Any kind of information you're looking for, we'd be listening to a song, or we'd be talking about something, or we'd be wanting to buy something, or and you go to the iPad, or you go to the iPhone or the smartphone, you look it all up. It's amazing. It's a marvelous adventure when you're using it appropriately. But it just gets so distracting. People are sending emails, or people are making dates, or people are trying to find out what the stock market is. Oh, you can do anything on it. It just is so distracting and dangerous. And I think that that's it's. But this stuff is such. It's like common sense. Hello. Look up while you're walking. Hello. Check both ways before you cross the street. Hello. Think about your safety first. Hello. Jeepers crow. Why is that so?
We're just so arrogant because we think we can do everything. And we just can't. I mean, we think we can walk and chew bubble gum, and it's not always the case.
I don't chew bubble gum. I chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Ew, really? I used to like it, but it gets a little dry in your mouth after a while.
Bubble gum. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, Malaysia Airlines, in the news again. I'll tell you why in a moment. Right now, though, I want to tell you the story about Genucel, an amazing, I know a lot of people gave this, and I got a note from somebody. I'm seeing if I can find it here. I thought I had it handy by, but anyway. If you want to take care of your face, the way to do it, the common sense approach, is the approach that I take. Genucel, created by plant stem cell research, bags and puffiness under your eyes. I love it. I use it. And for the first time, you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment with it absolutely free. Call the folks at Chamonix, 800-543-9262, to put yourself in to the position of getting rid of the bags and the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The bags, puffiness caused by water collecting under your eyes. So that's what that product takes care of. And then when you order that at 800-543-9262, you can get a second product free that they just come out with. Now, this is a wonderful, neat product, the way for you to get rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So you get rid of it, a platinum dark circle treatment. And it comes free with the Genucel order. I think it's a three-month order. So you pay for 3 months' worth of Genucel. You get a platinum dark circle treatment that gets rid of one more problem that you have with your eyes. 800-543-9262. It's crazy. Order it this week, and they'll upgrade your priority shipping to free. And I mentioned Doug Steffen. 800-543-9262. It's a great, it's just, if you want to feel good about yourself and you go into the new year, look your best. Why wouldn't you want to look your best? Something I've learned in the last 4 years from my pal. Always try to look your best. Wear the best clothing. Make sure you're clean and scrubbed up. And they have a good, it sort of puts a light step in your walk. I think when you feel good about yourself and how you look. So do this for your face. Do this for you. Call 800-543-9262 and get all these products now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value with 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Coming up on 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and the story of Malaysia Airlines. These poor people. Here's the story of a flight on Malaysia Airlines supposed to head directly northwest to Kuala Lumpur from Auckland, New Zealand. Instead, the flight path headed south, causing the pilot to request clarification. The mistake, minor. Nobody, they got hurt and there weren't any real delays. But this is an embarrassing thing. This flight took off, and 8 minutes into it, the contact pilot at air traffic control to find out why he seemed to be headed in the wrong direction.
That is,
hey, he's
so
the pilot of the plane,
all I
folks.
Want from the pilot. Why am I going right. the wrong you? Where
yeah.
you are?
Apparently, you were headed in the southeasterly direction. You're supposed to be going northwest. So they turned him around and headed him in the right direction. But can you imagine? I mean, it's sort of in league with the story from a couple of years ago. Remember the pilots fell asleep and the plane was going to Detroit, but it just kept going when it got to Detroit? Overshot Detroit by, I don't know, 500 miles or something before these guys woke up. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah, and they were like, whoa.
What are you so upset about? It's extra ride for nothing. Hooray. But most of the time, the thing that's really kind of dicey about that, what you don't know maybe, and maybe this is the stuff that keeps you from getting nervous, most of the planes that are doing the relatively long hops, something over 1,000 miles, 1,500 miles, or the Transcon stuff, or north and south from, let's say, New Orleans to Chicago, they put enough fuel in them to fly about 40, 45 minutes longer than what the scheduled flight is. So, and this, the reason they don't have a full fuel tank all the time is because the plane can go up higher, it burns less fuel, and it moves faster. So if you fill up, the only time they fill up a plane is, for example, when you're doing a coast-to-coast in a 737,
right.
which really isn't a transcontinental plane,
then you'll
but
be
they're
all
using it that way, then they fill up the tank. Or if you're going from New York to Europe or you're going to Asia, then the plane's tanks are filled up. But if you're doing a short hop, an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, they never fill up the fuel tank because...
How does that make you feel, by the way?
Well, that's the point, yeah. I mean, you think about what in the world could go on. If you get stuck in a pattern, the weather has been so bad lately in some of the areas of the country that there have been a lot of planes stacked up. I haven't seen this for a long time. I haven't gotten involved in this, but I remember once... I was flying to England. We were stacked up over London and couldn't get to Heathrow, couldn't get to Gatwick because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up going to Cardiff, which was a little airport. How it took 747s is way beyond everybody's imagination. But when we were circling, you look out the plane window, and I could see a northwest. I remember this. I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a northwest 747 that was directly across from us. If you look up, there was a Delta 767. Below us was an American Airlines 767. And they were all going around in the same pattern, waiting for a hole to get into this little airport. It was pretty, it was spectacular, but yet it was sobering to realize. And this, we stayed up for a couple, 3 hours. It was a different era then. And then finally landed. And it was, but very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. You know, but it's more uncomfortable, you know, how little fuel there is.
Butter up the sides and hope for the best.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the music portion of the program, because people love to talk about the music of their life. So we have a list of music that we go through from time to time, and as we are at the end of the year, people are going to want to know what the number one song was for 2015. So let's go back to the year 1982 for the number one song of that year, which was Olivia Newton-John and Physical. Number one for the entire year of 1982. Crank it up, Kara. This week, 1982. All right, let's move up a year to 1983. The Police. Number one song for the year was Every Breath You Take. What a great pop song. Crank this puppy up, Kara, will you?
Every single day.
Every word you say.
Are you speaking the words?
Yeah. I love this song. Great song. Let's keep going here. We're going to get four or five of these tunes in. Good for your memory. Let's move to number one for the year 1984, Mr. Prince. Or is he Prince?
Prince. I think he's just Prince.
Prince. When Doves Cry. I've always been a fan of Prince. It's not because I think he looks cute in chaps. I just think his music is. You think he looks cute in chaps.
You do.
Nah.
Come on.
Prince, When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Kara. Bum, bum.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Prince sicko.
Well, he's a weird. Good stuff. All right, let's see. Speaking of sickos, number one, 1985 of the whole year, George Michael and Wham.
I'm never gonna dance again. Now we're talking.
Story of my life, I got no rhythm. Ah, that's what I was talking about. Should have known better than to cheat a friend. Never. Never gonna dance again the way I danced with you. I hope that's not true. I hope you're gonna dance with the person you wanna dance with forever and ever. The next one, let's see, the first song, number one song from 1986, belonged to Dionne Warwick and her friends. And this is another great song. By the way, on the list of things that can make you the happiest, and that's certainly something we all strive for, listening to music from the happiest time in your life is a perfect way to get happier. I'm listening to all of this stuff, and I'm completely happy. There's nothing about any of these tunes that would make me feel anything other than happy. Olivia Newton-John, The Police, Prince, Wham. This one especially, though. Number one this week in 1986. That's what friends are for, and we're all friends here. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Always come on me. For sure.
That's what friends are for. Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own. $25,000 and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Crazy people here. We're all on the up and up, on the even keel.
Sure.
Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. One of the things I love about Southern California is how big the oranges and melons are.
Thank you.
I have.
They all fit in plastic in hand. Yada, 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 yada.
All right. That was where I had mine. I'm eating an orange.
I bet you are.
Yesterday, and it's just wonderfully juicy and
tasted
flavorful.
Tasted a little like silicone, but it was good.
No, you stop it. All right. So the things that will keep us happy, mm-hmm. I was just having, this is my snack in the last break. Was an orange and Skittles. My son left the Skittles here, and so I've been, I don't want to throw them away, so I might as well eat them here and there.
There are people starving in Ethiopia. You do not let those things go to waste.
Never let Skittles go to waste.
Please.
Not my faves. M&M's I like a lot.
I don't really like Skittles. Like, if it's not red or purple, the rest of them are sort of a waste.
All right, well, if you don't like Skittles, here's an opportunity. For the next 5 days, you can trade your unwanted holiday gift items or gifts, whatever it is that you have, for Skittles. It's called the Skittles Pawn Shop. It's in Toronto. Mm-hmm. You can go to the pawn shop.
Just a quick trip for me.
Open until, that's handy, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Open till the end of the year to get your items appraised. You can find out what your gift is worth in Skittles or in cash. Get it assessed online or in the pawn shop itself. The Skittles Pawn Shop website. You ought to go there and check that out, Jen.
I'm going
According to the site's frequently asked questions page, the shop does not accept drugs, weapons, or anything illegal.
Well, you can't exchange for Skittles? Are you sure?
You got to be 13 or older to participate. And those younger than 13 need their parents to go with them to the store. All items received by the Skittles Pawn Shop will be donated to the Goodwill Center. And so here's the opportunity of a lifetime, folks. Go to the pawn shop. I wonder if this would grow, this idea would grow. It's only in Toronto now. Leave it to us to find this. Skittles are Skittles, right? There's nothing profound in that statement.
Skittles are Skittles.
That story at DougSteffen.com, along with a lot of other things. I think we ought to put this. This is a reference model. This is a reference, Doug. This is R.E., Doug Steffen Research. A dollar. Today is worth a dollar. Right?
Okay.
If you go back to 1950, the dollar that we have now is worth 12 cents in that currency. In other words, the dollar's worth 9.6% less now than it was there. A 1950 dollar is worth 12 cents in buying power today. That makes sense?
You know, it kind of does, because I was watching the I Love Lucy Holiday Spectacular on CBS.
Yes, I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love Lucy. I love her. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas episode talks about Fred going out and getting a tree to surprise the Ricardos. And mm-hmm. he comes back in and says, oh, you know, it's our gift to you. And he goes, our gift? It costs $5. $5 for a Christmas tree. Can you imagine?
$5.
Think about the cheapest
$50
Christmas
is a cheap tree now.
Yeah, it's $50. Yeah. It puts it really, when you hear that, it puts it in perspective.
Okay, so be happy about the value of the dollar and how many dollars we have to carry around. I find myself more often than not now carrying 20s instead of 10s and 100s instead of 50s.
Where are you going to be later today?
I got rid of all the cash yesterday. I paid the guy for delivering the car. But be happy you don't live in Zimbabwe.
I am.
The Zimbabwean dollar holds the record for the greatest number of zeros. The Zimbabwean dollar, as compared to the U.S. dollar, is 100 trillion times less valuable. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 zeros. Hmm. Hungary has the record for the largest banknote ever issued. The amount was not on there. It was spelled out. But the Zimbabwean dollar is like, hello, it's worthless. Remember the days, did you study this in high school when you were studying U.S. history, the Depression, and people used to fill up a wheelbarrow with dollar bills to go to the store to get a loaf of bread?
No.
Do you ever see that? Oh, yeah. And that didn't just happen here. That happened, I think it happened in Germany. That was one of the reasons that the Germans were so eager to have somebody else running their country, because they were paying so much money for simple things like bread, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, that's right. If you're in a tough time, New Year's, holidays, a lot of people break up. A lot of couples go their separate ways, and so it could be a sad time for many people. If you're dissolving a relationship and you're interested in some help, there is a website, there's an app. Actually, there are a number of social media tools that are for hire. The one that I find interesting is the Breakup Shop. This is the site, we've talked about this before, that you can go to. They will tell your girlfriend or boyfriend that it's over. Prices vary from $5 to $80.
That is so wimpy. Would you do
Isn't that?
That
is
you
awesome.
Wouldn't
yeah.
do that. If you
yeah,
were not invested anymore, wouldn't you just man up and say, hey, look,
yeah, right.
it's over. It's not the easiest yeah. thing, but come on. It's so much worse to have someone do it for you. That's so gross.
Ew. Yeah, it is.
I want to get the list. You know how somebody hacked Ashley Madison?
Yes.
You should hack the list of people that use
people.
The service.
Right. Yep.
Those
You're
people
on.
Are wimps, and they should never be given a job, because if they can't handle their personal lives, they sure are not going to be able to handle your company.
Yes. There you go. I would not like to do it. I've had those sort of circumstances in the past.
That's horrible.
I don't want to go into whatever I've done. But
no, but it's horrible. I'm sure you were probably pretty brutal. I bet there were some brutal moments.
Ooh, ouch.
Am I right? You don't have to tell me, but were there some brutal ones?
I don't have to tell you. If I say yes, then you're going to want to know who it is.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to ask any other questions, but I'm guessing that there were a few brutal in your history.
I think there have been some times in my life when things weren't going well.
Because you could be blunt.
Wanted. I can't be blind. That's true.
Didn't you get left in an airport by one of your previous women?
I did.
Yeah, that's not good on your side. Right. I mean, on her side. That's not a good way to do it.
The way it is. Yeah, listen.
But think about it. All those breakups that you thought were the end of the world, you know, growing up, you go, you know, your first love, you think it's the end of the world, you'll never love again. Mm. And then you do. And look, you're better for it. You end up in a better place.
Really? Let me write that down.
I think so. I mean, think about it. Without the breakups and the horrible
stuff. It depends on how invested you are and what the story is really all about.
Maybe.
I think that's really what happens there. Video of the day today at DougSteffen.com from the folks at BuzzFeed.
Or
since,
Bluetooth.
New Year's is... or Bluetooth. New Year's is only around the corner. They have compiled the Internet's top hangover cures.
Ah.
So if you want the hangover cures, then you can check out the story at DougSteffen.com. And I promised that I would give you the things, a few reasons or a few ways for you to be happy and healthy. As I think these habits, think about these habits for the new year. I mentioned playing music from the happiest time of your life. Smiling and wearing sunglasses is something that seems to work. Always think about your goals. Think about Rocky and his goal. Think about what you want to accomplish. A good night's sleep is also very important to feeling good. That helps to reduce stress so much. Stop smoking and drinking and doing things. This is some people are involved in a vicious circle of procrastination, and they put everything off, and that causes a whole bunch of stress. You don't want that. Relax. Have a good time. Have a good New Year. In a moment, one of the things, speaking of the New Year, that most people focus on is how to lose weight. So we've invited Dr. Scott Kahan, who's the director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, to tell us what the best solutions are when it comes to weight loss. So when you make your resolution, you want to tie one of these strategies to it. Coming right up here on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, crisp sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Pile high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 44 past the hour. Jennifer and I have Dr. Scott Kahan with us. He's the director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, serves on the faculties at Johns Hopkins, George Washington University School of Public Health, has a clinical practice, works as a public health physician, specializing in nutrition and obesity policy. Man, this guy is on top of it.
He serves
also as director of the Strategies to Overcome and Prevent Obesity, known as STOP. So, let's get into how people can actually succeed, Dr. Kahan, with their resolution to lose weight, because most of the time these things don't work. You know it, I know it, we all know Americans try it, and they say, okay, after a month they give up, or they pay a lot of money. January, the advertising world is full of join this spa or this health club or go join this weight loss program. So under the circumstances, they fail so frequently. Why? Is it psychological? Physical? Why don't these things work?
Yeah, and we have now good data to support exactly what you just said. So a survey we just published showed that the majority of American adults have made New Year's resolutions to lose weight. On average, they've made 8 attempts over the years, and few succeed. 6 out of the 8 times they reported to have failed. So there's a number of reasons for why that is. One is that these New Year's resolutions tend to be arbitrary and urgent. So people tend to dive in, but they don't have a plan in place for what to do. And so they tend to follow fad-type programs, perhaps something they saw a celebrity doing on TV or something they read in a magazine, but not something that's based on science. And they tend to follow one-off type quick-fix programs. So it may be following this diet or it may be doing this exercise program, but we have very good data that whenever we can combine strategies together, they tend to work much better in combination than any one-off strategy alone. So those are some of the reasons that our New Year's resolutions tend to fail us.
All right, so let's talk about the first thing people right now, today as they're listening to this, if you want to lose weight, what do you do? How do you get
started? Well, let me offer two initial things. First of all, got to make it realistic. We tend to aim for miraculous amounts of weight loss that is unrealistic. But if we can aim for 5 to 10% of body weight loss, we know that this is both achievable and typically leads to major health benefits. So, for example, we have good data that a 7% weight loss leads to a 60% reduction in diabetes risk. It doesn't mean that you can't lose more than 5 to 10%, but aiming for 5 to 10% is a really great place to start. It's realistic and generally will lead to feeling much, much better. The second thing is planning ahead. Don't just wing it. Have a science-based plan in place. Know what you're aiming for, and don't leave decisions in the moment. So, for example, let's say you're trying to eat a healthy lunch. If you don't have a plan in place for that, then you go to work, you go through the day, by the time lunch comes around, you're hungry, you're tired, you're stressed, and it's very easy to just go to a fast food restaurant or the like, if you have to decide in the moment. On the other hand, if you've planned ahead and either brought in a healthy lunch, or if you've planned ahead and you have already researched where you're going to go to lunch and what's a healthy option that you like, that you can order there, there's a much higher likelihood of being able to follow through with that even when you're not feeling all that good about it in the moment because you're tired and hungry and so forth. So those are the two places that I would start with.
All right. Now, you are behind something called the Smart Changes Program. Why is that likely to be difficult? Is that that's attached to the STOP program at George Washington University?
Let me just correct you there. So I'm not behind that program. I'm just here giving you some information about it. It's not attached to George Washington University.
Okay.
What the Smart Changes program is a helpful way of combining two science-based strategies for weight management. One of them is a behavioral strategy, and that is the Mayo Clinic Diet Program, which is a good science-based behavioral program. It includes a bunch of helpful tools and resources like meal planners and recipes and weight and habit trackers and so forth. And the other is an FDA-approved medication called Qsymia, which has been shown to help with weight loss and long-term maintenance of weight loss. And both of these tend to work better when we combine it together rather than either one alone.
All right. So if you want more information on this, is very compelling information, a lot of great weight loss resolution suggestions at the Center for Weight and Wellness.com. That address again, online, Center for Weight and Wellness.com. Dr. Khan has worked hard to put this and a lot of other people too together, so it's to your benefit to check it out. Center for Weight and Wellness.com. Dr. Scott Kahan here. Good day. Thank you, sir.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details on some of the top stories of the day, the tech stories, tech talk time. Greg and whoever else we are, everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Dougie. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't here, I like doing the tech stories because I kind of teach and I learn by doing some of these things. And it's different than the regular conversation, sort of the news talk conversation that we have, because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices and maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit apparently was a big seller for Christmas. The company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day. I saw a lot of people.
You don't have one.
A Fitbit? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch, yeah.
An Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And then so. What is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use the Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some point. Mm-hmm. But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing is beeping, and you know you're getting text messages. And I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Mm-hmm. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use.
To make the partnership work, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. She's just sort of playing with it. But, yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at mm-hmm. my day job. And I hear her out there going, ding, ding. And, like, everything's just ringing on her on her body now. It's like, please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch, I'm sure. Are great. Like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbit, you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part, and it counts your sleep. And it's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I use it, I use mine a lot. In Prague, it was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so much.
Yeah.
You know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
Said, come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name is Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
People there to watch the sunset, that sort of thing. He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this. Yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh, my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo?
I don't know.
I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, ice cream expletives when I fall off something.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.